If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Ghoulish and Foopy on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, this story I feel like we get an update about once every 2 months. Asolo Mittal.
As we should, though, right? Especially given just, I guess, its importance in the local economy, specifically when it comes to infrastructure and development and steel imports, essentially. But ArcelorMittal South Africa, just yesterday, the newspapers were reporting the fact that they are seeking an additional 3.1 billion rand rescue package from the government in order to stave off the closure of some of its crucial mills in the country. Now, you might well recall that a few months ago, we actually touched on the fact that they are looking to close down their Vereeniging as well as Newcastle facilities by the end of January. And from what we understand, this has just been rolling over into updates with regard to assistance that could be provided by the DTIC, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, which is led by government, essentially. And of course, the Industrial Development Corporation, a development finance institution that has a 6.4% stake within the company. Now, there isn't much clarity that's been offered, but from what we know from the conversations and murmurings from insiders is the fact that they are looking to have negotiations with Eskom in order to actually receive electricity at a lower tariff. That would essentially also incite some level of anti-competitive behavior, where the competitors in the market, like the likes of Mag Steel, would obviously take a great concern to that, regarding that it doesn't create a formidable environment for everyone in the playing field. Coupled with that, they're also looking for antitrust laws to be relaxed to allow it to merge with smaller mills in the industry. So there's no clarity that's been given just yet within the operation, but from what we understand, they've also reached out to the UIF to also cover any of the potential job losses that could be suffered by assisting many of the employees with additional packages. It has many moving parts. It's a listed company that surely should seek some feedback and support from its shareholders, but the outreach to government, I guess, is the issue of contention here as to how that will be adequately managed and facilitated.
Okay. There's a saying, all that glitters is not gold, but these days, all that glitters is gold. I mean, you know, when we closed off last week, I said, we definitely going to hit $100,000 for a kg of gold, and we're getting close.
Oh, yeah, we got very close. On Friday, in fact, we actually saw the gold price breaching the $3,000 per fine ounce level. And that was on the back of a myriad of factors. Now, bear in mind that gold, as we know, since the beginning of time, has really been viewed as a great way to actually barter or trade, but also has been known to be a great store of value. So much so that even today, we do see reserve banks backing up and loading gold as a store of value in order to back many of their currencies. And just recently, Zimbabwe also launched their own Zimbabwe gold currency backed by gold as a commodity. And typically, when there's a lot of volatility in the world and there's uncertainty in shares and other asset classes like bonds, even the likes of crypto, this is where we see investors going back to a resource and a commodity that is long time being favored, typically gold. So this is why we do see the gold price having surged on Friday. At the moment, it has softened to levels just below that, but we will continue to monitor how this does continue. It's bullion backing. And of course, the economic data that's come out of the U.S. indicating that there could be softer inflation, but interest rates won't be cut as aggressively anytime soon.
And so what are the markets looking like?
Well, today we're also expecting additional company results. So we are expecting that the All Share Index will hopefully have a positive close. 87,916 points is where we'll close off for today. The Rand. I don't know how else to describe this currency other than resilient. It surprises me, especially given the last few weeks. 1822 is where we're trading to the greenback. 2356 to the British pound. And against the euro, we're at 1981.
Okay, well, thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Ghoulish and Foopy on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.